Good morning. It's 5 to midday on Tuesday the 28th. Well, you won't know, but I've just had a phone call. A bit overcast. No, wrong. Very overcast. It's about 7 degrees centigrade. It said on the car. I'm in North Allerton. There's a little park area behind B&M Bargains. And I'm currently walking Murphy, who's a cockapoo, I think. I can never remember. He's a lovely dog. He's young, he's under a year old. Lovely black dog, really soft. Soft in texture and soft in nature as well. He's a beautiful dog. He's currently run off, which is not good. Murphy! Just taking himself across the bridge. Lovely. Hang on. There he is. Right. Oh, it's just, you know, Sarah and I keep finding these lovely woodlands secluded. No, I'm not going to say secluded. No, I will. I'll say secluded because unless you come off the beaten track, you're never really going to find them. Got the railway right next to us here, so you might hear a train go past. Oh God, my arms are nippy. I'm wearing a t-shirt and my, I don't think we're a company, are we? We're a business. I'm a sole trader, aren't I? Self-employed. But I'm wearing my business marked fleecy body warmer. I think I should have had either a long sleeve top or a jacket today. It's a bit nippy. But if we walk quick, it won't get too cold. Sarah is in B&M with Harry now. Had a phone call this morning. Delivered Sarah to a monthly staff meeting in North Allerton. So it kind of worked out quite nice because she would go in for a staff meeting. And she would go in for a staff meeting and I'd just wait in the car or actually just pop right next door to Colin's garage. Murph. Colin is my... Well, is he classed as my brother-in-law? It's Sarah's brother-in-law. Is he classed as my brother... Okay, for ease of use, I'm going to say brother-in-law. And he owns Colsmith Car Sales in North Allerton. He's a mechanic. Car sales and recovery guy. Yeah, and he's fixing our van. I don't know whether I mentioned, but the EGR valve went, and when that was replaced, the turbo went. The turbo seized. So I'm currently fighting a fight. I'm not fighting at the minute, so to speak. With the garage, the trader who sold me the vehicle, Fareham Car Sales in Fareham, Hampshire, who are a bunch of crooks as far as I'm concerned. I was at the point where I was going to take them to court for not repairing the vehicle. To cut a long story short. There were three initial issues, and the issues were, I've mentioned those previously. They fixed one, but the other two they hadn't bothered their bums with. So yeah, they fixed one, and then that EGR valve went, and then the turbo went. I was fully within my rights to have... the thing is, they didn't sell me a warranty like they said they would. Well, the warranty comes with the vehicle. But to cut another long story short, I didn't get the warranty. So I voiced my concerns over that. Anyway, so at the end of the day, I had a very nice phone call in the end when he realised that I was going to take him to court. Because I slipped a little one-liner in there, which kind of hinted that I was going to take him to court if he didn't sort his shizer out. And Yeah, so then I got a nice phone call one day saying, oh yeah, we'll fix everything, just get your mechanic to fix it and get him to ring me and we'll settle a bill over the phone, either by bank transfer or I'll pay on my card. Murph, we're going to go up here again. Good lad. Come on, up this way. Murph says, hang on, we're walking in circles. Just waiting for Sarah to come out with B&M. So, there's a train. It's a like cargo-y type train, freight train. So, Colin says to me, look, because he's been involved in this argument now, and he says to me, get an email off the guy saying that he will pay for the repairs, like he's told you, and then I will commence the work because I don't trust him. Now, quite within his right. I mean, this turbo job is going to be £800 to £900 to fix. The turbo being £400 cost. A little gasket set, £25 at cost. It may need some pipes. So he's going to see about that, but with labour, £800 to £900, because the turbo on the van, the works van, is right round the back in the middle height of the engine, so it's actually quite difficult to get to. So that's that. Come on, Sarah. So I've texted this guy, I'm just about to ring him, except that he blocked my mobile phone and he blocked Sarah's mobile phone, this car salesman, Lee Keach from Fair and Car Sales. He's the manager. I looked him up through the company's house website, and I've seen that he's had 3 car sales businesses before that have been dissolved. So my confidence is at zero with him fulfilling what he said he was going to do. Come on, Murph. Good lad. Murph wants to play with the other dogs. I want to get him to socialise, because I don't think he socialises all that much with other dogs, but we've got an ad hoc agreement with Murphy's owner. They just contact us and we come in and walk the dog. Anyway, yeah, so that's the state of play with the van. Now, it's actually causing us a bit of an embuggerance now, because we need the van to do work things and we're having to use our car. And now, Sarah taking a new carer's job means that she's putting serious miles on the car. You know, a couple of hundred miles over 2 or 3 days just doing this carer's job. And I'm not happy about that because the car needs a service. I'm kind of waiting for some money to come in. Although I am glad that the service up here in the north from a Kia garage is about £140 cheaper than down south, which is just mental as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, that's my whinge. So I'm gonna leave my little update there. Just so busy at the minute. I'm trying to get the paperwork sorted for the business. And I'm trying to create a package for clients and a service for clients that's both bespoke and a bit electronically streamlined, and something that offers a lot extra to what current dog walkers do. So that's that. Right, I'm going to go because we're at 9 minutes 25 and I'm only at a 10 minute account because I don't really want to give Audio Boom any more money. Right, all the best. See you.